You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Nightlight. It's Act 3. We are in the home stretch, hoping to ease your woes into Thursday's just a better feel, Conrad. It's a better day than Wednesday. Wednesday doesn't stand a chance.
You know, it's not Christmas Eve-y. No.
It's not. And they both kick Tuesday's ass. So it is good to have you with me here. We've had a really fun show. Paul Trabian was here to talk about the folk festival happening in West Allis this weekend. We had a great talk with Paul. Sholly Pittman, who is my, you know, we might swap names. Sholly Schwabba, Pete Pittman. They just sound better. And I don't see the harm in that.
It's not, you know, it's not bad.
I feel like my showbiz career would have had a better trajectory if I had a better last name.
You could Pete always you could have always just changed it.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. So it was fun talking to Sholly. That was great. And now we've got Arthur Ersink, who we will be back with in just a moment here. Coming up at 7:20 in the studio, Hannah Lopez from NBC 26 here in Green Bay. We are both DePaul graduate. Well, I almost graduated. We both went to DePaul University. I went there. I pulled a Bluto from Animal House. I went for 4.5 years and did not graduate because I switched majors. Started getting stand-up comedy work. So I said, see you, DePaul. But she is an actual graduate. She will be here in the studio, and we will talk to her about the area she covers, which is Door County, a great part of our state, and all kinds of fun stuff. If you want to get in on the question of the night, be part of the show. It is in honor of National Monopoly Day. What is your favorite board game? That is tonight's question. You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I love when people on the stream, like Dave, one of our regular awesome texters on the stream, says to other texters, he's telling Sid, backgammon isn't a board game. It's played in a moat. What is the crazy dice for? Because Sid said his favorite board game was backgammon. It's funny. They're friends. They're stream friends, but they're arguing.
Just like any good friends.
Yeah. Just like any good friend. Conrad, so you're so funny because you like nodded. I almost said, dude, it's radio. You have to say something back to me. He's just nodding on the other side of the glass. All right, we are going to get back to our guest, Arthur Ersink, who has agreed to stick around through the news and our quick reset there. It is always fun to have Arthur here. He is the creator and producer of Wisconsin Foodie until Conrad takes over. And he is looking for suggestions in the Green Bay area, folks. If you want to share them on our Facebook page, we will relay those to Arthur. But they are dropping... Wisconsin Foodie is coming back in February, and 18th season, Arthur, again, congratulations. What a success.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate that. And I'm just fortunate they let me keep doing this, man. It's just, it's been such a fun ride. And yeah, every year I'm just like, okay, we get to do this one more year. Okay, let's go. And, you know, also grateful for all the supporters we have. You know, I mean, you know, we have so many, you know, like the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin have literally sponsored our show for, you know, 16, 17 years now. So
wow.
That says so much about the relationships that we've created, and, you know, just love that so much.
That's great. And it's great that you have that attitude. There's a little gratitude with your hard work. It's just fantastic.
All gratitude, my friend. All gratitude.
Exactly. No, yeah. I hear you. You mentioned something earlier in our text exchange, a winter farmer market. I love this because we need stuff to do in the winter, and why not have something around food? Tell us all about that happening down there in Charlotte.
Yeah. So, you know, on my free time, we decided 10 years ago, we decided to start a farmer's market in Shorewood. I moved to this community. It's a suburb just north of Milwaukee. Yeah. And when I moved to the community, there's so many people here that just love good food. I mean, it's just like this huge appetite in the community, but there was no farmer's market. So I think one of the first missions I set forth to do was start a farmer's market with another group of individuals. And throughout those 10 years, it's just grown and grown. And now we take up basically a half a mile in Esterbrook Parkway.
Wow.
And it's, you know, the Milwaukee parks are just so fantastic. They've built gates. They close off the street on Sundays, 9 to 1:30. And we see we have over 70 vendors at this point. And we see thousands of people walk through. And I call it food church because it's Sundays. People come and they are just, everybody has a smile on their face. And it is fantastic. Unless they're a vendor that they love isn't there, then they're not happy. But, you know, I would also say this. We do market match with SNAP benefits. So if somebody comes in and they're looking for, they have their EBT card and they're looking for $20, $40 in SNAP in their benefits, we have the system, we process all of that, and we offer a match for their SNAP benefits. So if they ask for 40, we give them 40 extra dollars. So they can shop the market with $80. And that money is I don't want to say restricted. It is restrictive to fresh food, fresh veggies, bakery, you know, not so much like prepared foods, but, you know, all the fresh goods. And we have seen such an uptick in that in the last couple of years. It's amazing the amount of traffic that is coming in to use their SNAP benefits at our farmers market. And it's just, it's incredible. So when all this discussion comes up, it just breaks my heart because there's so many people dependent on it.
Right.
And they're there shopping with local farmers, right? Those farmers are getting paid and they're getting fresh food. And I think there's just such a stigma with it. And it's just really sad that narrative is out there and we're not supporting these benefits.
So, a lot of misinformation. And it's everybody wins with what you just said. It's like, there's no losers in that scenario. That's just so cool.
I got off track. I apologize. That's how my brain works. But, you know, to wrap that one up, you know, we had been talking for quite a while, like, you know, how do we keep this party going? And, you know, and I think it was just perfect timing where we found a space in Shorewood. It's a place called The Atrium that's owned by a gentleman's name is Paul Hackbarth. He owns all the camp bars in the area, and he owns an event space in Shorewood called The Atrium. Beautiful space on Capitol. And he's opening it up to us, and we are planning this first season, the first winter, we're planning a 2-month trial every Sunday, 9 to 1 o'clock. It's going to be a party vibe, you know? So we're really going to ramp up the entertainment value.
Nice.
We're going to have some really great, you know, vendors. There are going to be a couple farmers depending on what they have. There's egg producers, but then there's going to be a lot of food, just like a lot of prepared food. And not only that, we can have Bloody Marys. So there's going to be music, Bloody Marys, mimosas, good food, good people. And just planning to pack the house every Sunday. And it's going to be fun. It, like you said, people are looking for something to do in those, like, you know, the dog days of winter when you get into February, you know, the late January. And we are going to make the weekend special for everybody there.
I would totally leave my house in the winter to go to something like that. That's
your kid.
Fantastic.
You said your kid's in Shorewood.
Yeah.
It's a perfect opportunity for you to come down here and visit us.
He's right there. I will send him along. That's so cool, buddy. So what are you watching, Arthur? You produce TV. You work so hard at it. At the end of the day, you're kicking your feet up. What are you watching?
Oh boy. Oh man. That's a tough question, Pete. I feel like I got to keep that one to see it. You know, it's like,
oh no. Okay.
It's like, you know what I'm watching right now though? I have to say, and I'm not just saying this cause I'm a PBS Homer, but, Ken Burns just released the American Revolutionary War on, you know, is his new series. And it is just like, it's fantastic. It's
really,
a really, really, really good show. I have nothing but love for Ken Burns. I think he does just terrific work. So, if I were going to be honest, so my TV time, the only time I really watch TV is when I'm on a treadmill. That's my secret. I'm on a treadmill. I watch TV or I watch, like, you know, whatever, Netflix. And I just decided to, like, get into the series Peaky Blinders. That's my new jam. And you know, when I'm on the treadmill, I just turn that on and, like, man, it's a pretty good series.
What season are you in?
I think I'm in the mid second season. So I'm just getting started.
That's on my list. I saw the first season when it came out. I got to go back to it because I did like it. I don't know why I stopped watching it, but it's a really good show.
It's pretty good. I could be on the fence. Like I want a little bit more from it, but you know, it's one of those things where you can just turn off and it's just, you know, lets me not think about being on a treadmill for half an hour.
Well, there's so much content out there. That's probably why I went away from it. Like, I liked it, but I didn't love it or something. But
right.
Hey, this was fun, dude. Next time you come here, let's do our Super Bowl thing again. I love when you recommend the healthy snacks for the Super Bowl. I think that's really beneficial to people. And I can't thank you enough. Thanks for sticking around through the news and giving us some extra time. I know how busy you are, and I really appreciate it, bud.
Love it, Pete. I'm coming into the studio next time. So me and Conrad have we have a conversation.
Sorry, you guys already have a meeting set up? Come on.
But I got to sit in that chair, man. I got to come down there. We're going to get some food. Yes. I'm going to sit in the studio, and we're going to do our thing.
Hey, you let me know. You're in Green Bay, man. You're here. I got the seat. You're all set, and we'll take care of you, buddy.
Always a good time. Thanks so much, Pete. Thanks, really appreciate it, man.
Arthur Ersink, check out Wisconsin Foodie. If you haven't already, you can see it on YouTube now, and their 18th season drops in February. Such a great show. Winner of, I think it was 3 Emmys over the course of its run, and just outstanding work. And Arthur Ersink is a sharp guy. Conrad, you're going to have a great career working with filling in for Arthur.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great
what
job.
What if they came in here and was like, Conrad, what are you making? I'll double it. There would be a Conrad hologram as you sprinted from the studio. No, he's a great guy. Have you seen Wisconsin Foodie?
Yeah, last time he was on, I actually watched an episode on YouTube.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good research.
Appreciate you know, it's that. Always it's always good just to find out what, you know, just what kind of food is around here.
Absolutely. Especially you and I have talked about this, just eating better food. And that's another great service of that show.
You know, I lived in Shorewood for 5 years, and The food that they have around there is so good.
Oh, because you went to UWM.
Yeah.
Right.
The food around there is amazing.
Yeah. Milwaukee's like all of a sudden this huge restaurant bastion. You know,
it's if you can't find a restaurant, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
You
know? And I don't even go, like when I go see Joe, my son, we just go to like, I think it's called a Harry's, that bar right on Oakland. And that's a, think of like great burgers.
Yeah.
And,
I've been there.
Cool ambience, if you will. All right. So we got Hannah Lopez. Coming up in just a few minutes, folks, she is the Door County correspondent for NBC 26 here in Green Bay, and she is a Chicago girl spending her adult years, so far anyway, here in Green Bay. We'll talk to her about her work and Door County and all kinds of fun stuff. And what am I missing? You had a clip or you wanted to talk about something. We talked about the mullet.
Well, okay, we can talk about this because it's 2 days old. Was driving down the street the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
And I see this Prius, and they're kind of driving a little slow.
Okay.
So I'm driving behind them, and I really get to see what's on their bumper sticker. And it just says, why wouldn't you download a car? That's what it said. So I'm like, I really, like, noodled it for, like...
What do you make of that?
I was like, are they trying to set up a joke, and you just never get the end of it?
Right. The punchline's on the front of the car. Like, what the hell is that?
I was like, okay, why wouldn't you download a car? But I don't know.
That is crazy.
Because it's not real? I don't think you can download a car
and
yet.
I think if you're going to try to get someone's attention to the back of your car, which increases the opportunity for an accident, and then you put nonsense like that on there. I don't know.
The other day I also saw, like, I don't get why people put student driver bumper stickers when they're not an actual student driver.
People put that so people stay away from me?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jim from Appleton, the 920, says, favorite board game? That's a hard one. Right now, I will say Risk. In 15 minutes, I might say Stratego. Trouble is always fun. It's just like Sorry, but has the pop-o-matic fun with the dice. That's true. It's a more high-tech Sorry, but Sorry has, I think, been around longer. And has more staying power than Trouble.
Sorry's been up for a while, yeah.
It's a badass game. Bridget in the 818 says, Sorry. She says, sorry. I keep thinking these are apologies. Sorry, a game for all generations, combine of luck and strategery. Very well done, Bridget. Thank you. And thank you for the text. All right. When we come back, Hannah Lopez is here. We're going to talk Green Bay, NBC 26. She's a rock star reporter, and she will be here in the studio. Let us know what your favorite board game is, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. You want me? I want you, baby. My sugar boo.
I was beginning to think we were going to hear that whole song. I was like waiting for your point. I'm like, I think Conrad just likes the song. He wants to keep it going.
That was 10 seconds.
He doesn't want me to compromise it and start talking. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwab. Hey, if you're looking for something to do, folks, December 4th in Madison, come on down to the Atwood Music Hall, the state-of-the-art beautiful theater, for a screening of The Godfather of Green Bay. This is a film I made 20 years ago. We're having a 20th anniversary screening sponsored by the John and Gordy Morning Show at WMDX here on Civic Media, and also sponsored by Downdrin's Distilling. It's going to be a great night. The doors open at 6 o'clock. Film starts at 7. It's about an hour and a half, and it's just going to be a blast. It's a fun movie to watch with an audience. Tony Goldwyn is in it, Lauren Holly, Tom Lennon, Lance Barber, me, Tracy Thorpe, Eric Price, just a great cast of characters and great character actors from the Midwest. Tickets are only $10, and $1 of each of the proceeds goes to the Dane County Humane Society. And John and Gordy are going to host a Q&A with me after the show. It's going to be a really fun night, and I'm very excited to screen The Godfather of Green Bay again. That should be a fun night. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite board game? It's National Monopoly Day. So let me know. John in the 608 says, as a youngster, if you use the word youngster, John, you're dating yourself. I want to say, I don't know. John is, he comes across as very young, Conrad. Like, yeah. He's pretty, his texts are pretty cool and he's very informed, but I have not heard the word youngster in a long time. If he says whippersnapper, I'll know he's real.
That's just a cool word.
John, great to hear from you, buddy. He says it was fantastic until missing a piece or two disabled the grand finale. He's talking about the game Mousetrap. I do remember that. That was a fun game.
I had that too, yeah.
I want to know what Melissa's favorite game is, John. Have Melissa text in, please. All right. Without further ado, it is my great pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a fellow DePaul Blue Demon.
Yes.
Hannah Lopez is a reporter here in Green Bay at NBC 26, a great outlet, a great network,
yeah,
a great place to work, I assume.
Absolutely.
She covers Door County, and she is here in the studio tonight at Nightlight. It's great to have you, Hannah. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. I feel bad because I've been saying your name Hannah. No, I've been saying Hannah.
Yeah, and it's something that Hannah. When I was in kindergarten, my mom was like, your name is Hannah. It's Hannah, and my teacher would say Hannah, and I was just like, I'll be Hannah. I was like, it's fine. I'm Hannah. Okay.
It's flying under the radar.
Yeah.
It's good to have you here. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
The cold is Midwest cold, and so, bad, though, right? I mean, I'm in a vest. It's not crazy where I need to bring out my Columbia jacket.
I have to ask you, because we both, I've spent the first part of my childhood in Chicago. You
yes.
grew up there.
Yes.
Do you find this when people in Chicago, when they find out you live in Green Bay, they say, oh my God, you must be freezing up there?
No, surprisingly not. I think it's really funny because living in Chicago, obviously people are very big on the like winters and yeah. everybody's like, I don't know what to wear. And I would wear like what I'm wearing now, which is like, what is this? Like
sweatshirt,
a sweatshirt, hoodie, and then jeans, it would be a hoodie yeah. underneath. So I'd layer up two sweaters,
wow.
no jacket, pair of sweatpants, and I wasn't fine, but I was like, I don't want to wear a big jacket. I think
it's called winter
jackets.
Denial, I think yeah. is what you're experiencing there.
Yeah.
I asked that because everyone would say, oh my God, you must be freezing up there. I'm like, you know what? Chicago is not the tropics. It's cold
yeah.
everywhere. Around here, it's the Midwest. Yeah. It's just cold, but I don't know what they think. Like 200 miles is that big of a deal? But
I mean, it's crazy. But last winter was technically like my first winter up here, which is crazy thinking that this is going to be my second one. But I was just like, I wore snow pants probably like a handful of days, which I was like expecting. The way people were painting it out, I was like, oh, I'm going to be wearing snow pants the whole yeah, winter. Right. This is going to suck.
All right.
And then I was just like, it's been like 10 days. What is happening?
That's not too bad.
It wasn't, but I was just like cracking up. I was like, I need to get everything. I need to get like the overall snow pants. I need to get long johns. I need to get new snow boots.
All right. So we have to cover something before we move on. And I ask you all about your really cool gig at NBC 26. You know, my wife's cousin, Eric O'Neill.
Oh my God, Eric. I saw Eric a couple weeks ago. Hey, Eric, if you're listening.
He hates this show. I guarantee he's not listening.
Oh, my gosh. He cracks me up.
Yeah,
I typically work out of Door County where I live, so I rarely see Eric. But when I do, it's like the best time. I'm like, what's up, Eric? And he'll be like, hey. you.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's a cut up. He's a great guy.
He's amazing.
So let me get this straight. All right. So you cover Door County for NBC 26, but you live there. I
do.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
I do. I live in Sturgeon Bay.
Nice.
My boyfriend's running joke is like, he works in Green Bay. So his running joke was like, if we moved 5 minutes north, like he'd have to get a completely new job. He's like, I'm not driving, not driving any longer.
It's not that bad, right?
Well, it's 45 minutes. It's not bad, but then like with the winter coming and, you know, the deer and
dark. You like lived in Chicago. You're used to long. The Chicago freeways are the worst in the world.
Yeah, but they have streetlights. Yeah, that's the difference.
And no deer.
And no deer. Well.
You might hit a person.
People, coyotes. I've been seeing like in videos. I saw a video somebody posted. I think it was like Chicago creatures on Instagram or something.
My gosh,
and it was
really?
A coyote in downtown Chicago, like right across from the Art Institute. And I was like, oh, okay. That's back. Because I remember that was the thing when I was in high school that there were coyotes. Like,
no kidding.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, that I actually love that. Yeah.
I went to Lincoln Park High School.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I was like, there was a day that we were like on lockdown because there was a coyote at Oz Park. And I remember this clearly because I could still see it. Like the people I had on Snapchat being like, guys, this is the end. Da, 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 like being really dramatic. And I was like, this is nuts. It's great.
All right. Hannah Lopez is here. We're going to talk. You're saying a lot of familiar places to me. So we'll talk about that. And we're going to talk about Door County when we come back because she lives in Door County. And she covers Door County for NBC 26 here in Green Bay. Melissa from the 608 says, sorry, I'm late to the game, boys. Balderdash. I knew Melissa was going to say Balderdash. Did you know that, Conrad? I just had a feeling.
You just had a feeling?
I had a feeling.
Sorry.
All right, we're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, this was a very informative break. I'm Peach Wabba. This is Nightlight. My guest is Hannah Lopez, and she is a very respected reporter here in Green Bay for NBC 26, covering Door County. But she told me during the break she wants to be a stand-up comic.
I'd like to do that on my free time. I think it would work. I think it would be fun. I don't know. I love being able to make people laugh.
Yeah.
If I'm good at it, you know, that'll be...
That's a
bonus.
That's
how I can tell if I'm good at it, if I get people to laugh. But yeah, I mean, I love being able
There's
to. I just like working with people. I think that's the overall, like, what I love to do is.
So does that help you in reporting? I mean, I would assume, like, all reporters are curious people. They want to learn what's going on and break the story and all that kind of stuff. Does that help you in your job? And how does that work, like... And tell us what you think about Door County, because that's a little slower there than here in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And Green Bay's not even a huge city.
I mean, sometimes it is a little bit slower. Like, there will be days where I'm waiting to see, you know, if something breaks, or I'm looking into stories that might need to be followed up, but there's nothing really to follow up with.
Hmm.
But sometimes there are, like, little things that you point out, and you're like, oh, that could be a story. But Door County, like, it's so... It is different, which is fine for me.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, oh, we are, you know, I grew up obviously in Chicago. It's like you hear planes, trains, and automobiles
24/7.
So I'm like, the first week we were there, I was like, where is it? And my boyfriend's like, where's what? I was like, the noise. And he's like, this is the noise.
This is it. Yeah.
It's crows and different frogs. And I'm like, what is happening?
The occasional owl.
Yeah. Every now and then, I'm like, cool.
The silence can be creepy sometimes.
It's not only creepy, but it's like, it's so crazy just how quiet it gets. And I understand people love that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I grew up in a loud house. I grew up in a loud city. I'm just used to loud.
So you said you went to Lincoln Park High School.
Yes.
That was an arts high school at one point. Is it still?
I think it is.
Okay.
That's what I did. I did their fine arts program. And that was just kind of... It was funny looking back because one of the first questions, I did it for choir, and one of the first questions they ask is like the major scale. And I was like, oh, yeah, blanked completely. And the choir teacher was like, come on.
You can start anytime.
He was like, whenever you're ready. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know how I did it, but I ended up going there.
You so got through like, cool. it. You also mentioned Oz Park.
Yes.
And that was right by DePaul. And I coached. I had a great college job where I worked at a kids club and coached sports and umped games. And it was like, I made like $14 an hour in the late 80s. Just
there's
being
a Target
outside.
Across the street now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a. It's the Dairy Queen. It used to be, I don't know if it's still like a diner called like the Salt something and then a Target.
Okay.
They were building the Target. I don't know if it used to be like a parking garage. I don't know what it used to be, but now it's a Target. And I'm like, this would have been so helpful, like, in high school.
Right. Did you grow up, did you go to high school in that area? Well, you went to Lincoln Park High School, but did you live?
I grew up on the Northwest side. I'm from Dunning. Shout out Dunning. A lot of people are like, where's that?
Yeah, what are the streets?
It is, it's the last major intersection is Harlem and Addison.
Oh, really? Almost not in Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was the debate I had with my boyfriend's family when we first started dating.
Okay.
Is it's not the city. And I'm like, no, it is. It is.
Is it Chicago on your mail?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're the city.
Yeah. And so I'm like, it's the city. You know,
oh, that's funny.
I live near the suburbs. And again, like my boyfriend's not from the city. He's like way by Aurora. And he's like, that's not the suburbs. He's like, that's still like, that's considered like city living, girl. And I was like, what? I was like, that's Park Ridge. Park Ridge is a suburb.
It is funny when people from the, like, I grew up until I was 12 anyway, in the city, right off the Kennedy Expressway, and people would say, like, when I went back there to college, they go, where are you from? Chicago. And it's like Elgin. It's like, well, that's not
my uncle dealt with that. He went to UW Madison, and that's the first time he experienced it, which is
really
funny. So when my sister goes to UW Madison now, and so that's like the running joke is like if somebody asks you where you're from and you say Chicago and they go, oh, I'm from Chicago, too. You got to ask them, like, really give them a background check. And I'm like, why are we vetting people from if where they're from?
It never bothered me. But I do think it's funny. Like, you don't have that here in Green Bay. I'm from Green Bay. Where about? Oh, Ashwaubenon. Well, that's not really Green Bay. Like, nobody gets bent out of shape about it here, you know?
Oh, I'm over in De Pere. Oh, really?
You said Green Bay.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
My guest is Hanna Lopez. She is the Door County reporter for NBC 26 here in Green Bay, in the city. So you live in Sturgeon Bay. How do you like it? That is very different than Chicago.
Very.
You've been here a year and a half or so, I think you said. So have you assimilated? Are you getting used to it?
It takes a lot to get used to, obviously, like in the off season. I have learned the first off season. I was like, I can't do it. There are no people on the street. And like now I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I can get to Egg Harbor in like 15 minutes and
Egg Harbor
versus like 45 minutes because of traffic. And oh, my gosh, it's awesome. I made that joke earlier. I was meeting with someone and I was like, they were saying, you know, at Whitefish Dunes, Whitefish. I confuse the two, but whatever. All the state, like the parks, the parking is open. You don't have to go searching for parking for 15 minutes.
They're not shaking you down for money. Yeah.
I'm like, that's what I love is there is parking now on the street. I don't have to wait and circle the block like four different times before a spot opens
waiting
up.
Waiting for someone to leave. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And they are trying to become more like Sturgeon Bay and Door County as a whole. They're trying to become more of a year-round destination. I think that's awesome. I know they're doing a lot of like Christmas events. I know there's some coming up this weekend. And so for me, I'm like, I love being able to see the people here on the weekends. But then like there's a wait at a restaurant and I'm used to that convenience of like, oh, I could just sit.
Isn't that funny?
It's so weird.
That is how small towns change you. Like I live in a very small town, Marinette. It's an hour north of here, right across from Egg Harbor on the bay. And it's funny because I lived in LA and the grocery store, the school, the Starbucks were closer to me where I live than they are in Marinette.
Yeah.
Because I got to drive to the other side of town and then that becomes a burden. And it's like, oh, you're going to Walmart? Yeah. Don't go now. The factories are just letting out and there's all this traffic.
Yeah. That's
it really
how
changes
it is.
Your perspective. So, and Door County in the summer is insane.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, I always had a good time though because I could always like find somebody to talk to and be like, hey. But now it's like if I do a story at like a state park or, you know, even on the street asking people questions, it's like, okay, I gotta wait like a half hour before somebody shows up, or if I sneeze, somebody walks past and, you know, that's the only person for the day. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
So what do you, what is your day like? You know, Door County, it's kind of cool that NBC has somebody there. But I would imagine there are days where you are looking for stories or something to report on. Do you have to find more human interest stuff? If there's not actual hard-hitting news, what do you do?
It's kind of a mixture of both. I do love my human interest stories. I think they're the best. I did just do a story on, like, it's really funny, but it was a delivery driver for a grocery store, and it's not like Instacart, like I don't they yeah. have that at the grocery store, but finding those things where it's like, oh my god, this guy is like an icon at the grocery store, you'd never expect it. I just got him mic'd up and let him do his thing. It was awesome. It was probably one of my favorite stories to do. Or like the lighthouse, the Red Pierhead lighthouse, that was another one that I was like, my job takes me to places that normal people would be like, oh, yeah, I have pictures of that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's weird. I was like inside of it. Cool. Weird.
So let me ask you this. When you're studying journalism at DePaul, you think of yourself as a journalist or a reporter. You probably didn't think of yourself in Door County where it's a little sleepier and you're looking for news stories. Like, how is that? What would you rather be covering, murders or serious crime?
I was talking about that earlier. It's funny you mentioned that. When I was in college, my professor, one of them was like, don't think of yourself going to some big city like Milwaukee or, you know, down in Miami or anything like that. Just know you're not going to start there. You're starting. And Green Bay is like a 68 or 69 market, like in the TV world, like TV news world, which is, to my knowledge, like a mid-sized market. Just, you know, for me, being able to go to Green Bay, I was like, that's pretty awesome. I was like, it's not, you know, a little town nowhere, but I get to, there are more people. I was like, the Packers are there. I was like, I know that's a big thing
up
here.
That's a big deal, yeah.
But Door County, when I got the job in Door County, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. When I was a kid, we never came up to Door County. We'd go to the Dells or like, just the Dells, sometimes Madison, like, probably once or twice. But my boyfriend's grandparents, they honeymooned in Ephraim. We're moving to Door County, immediately I thought his grandfather was like going to jump in one of our suitcases and be like, oh, I'm here, guys. So
there's a stand up joke. You got to put stand up.
I know, right? But yeah, I mean, when I heard about it and they raved about it, I was like, okay, like, I trusted a little bit more moving there now that I know, like, they used to come up here. They spoke very highly of it. They still do. Like, his grandmother was up here a couple months back, and we mentioned, like, Wilson's was still open.
Yeah.
And they used to go there. And, you know, Husby's was open, and they went there. And she's like, oh, my God, this used to be, like, a little, like, I don't know if she called it a dive bar or something. But she was like, I thought she was going to, I love her to death. But she scared me so bad because they're like, oh, what do you guys want to do for dinner? I was like, there's this, there's Husby's, and she's going, I was like, what, are you good? And she's like, we used to go there all the time. And I was like, so
a bar.
I was like, okay. But
that's great. I've been there too. That's a great place.
Oh, it's
great. I like all those cities. Do you have a favorite spot in Door County?
That's hard. I mean, I love being in Sister Bay. That's like, a lot of people are like, well, I like Sister Bay. Yeah. I mean, it's a great place to be in the summer. It's awesome. I mean, I know a lot of businesses close for the winter, but there are just so many that are still open in Sister Bay. I know Egg Harbor, too. They have a couple of businesses that are still open. I don't know. I really like going Bayside because it's like,
as opposed to like Bailey's Harbor, you mean? Or
Bailey's Harbor. I love going there, but I'm like, it's even more quiet here. I was like, this is so wild. Again, I love that they're open. Not a lot of people there on the off season because, again, I can find street parking. I can find parking in the marina. But I'm like, where are all the people?
You're such a small town girl.
Oh, it's crazy.
So what do you all right. Have you heard any of the haunted stories about Door County? Have you ever covered them?
I did. I was the first person, according to the Gibraltar Historical Association, Alexander Noble House to do a story on that.
That's in Fish Creek, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really crazy because, like, they mentioned, like, oh, other people have wanted to do stories here. I was like, oh. And they showed me, like, pictures that people have taken where something appears in the mirror. And I thought I caught something in the mirror, so I was like, oh, that's really weird.
No
but I was
way.
Like, that's crazy. I posted it on Facebook like a year ago or something, and it popped up recently like a year ago today. And I was like, awesome. But one of the, oh, good grief. Eagle Bluff was the one that I went to last year, and this was before I knew it was haunted.
I'll tell you what. Save that story. Oh, we're going to do a very quick break.
Oh, yeah.
Hannah's going to come back and tell us her haunted story.
Oh, good grief.
Hannah Lopez is here from NBC 26 here in Green Bay. She covers Door County. Craig Knitt on the stream, ladies and gentlemen. My go-to place for lunch in Green Bay is am I saying that right, Con? Number one. Love it. But a new place that impressed me is The Hot. Korean, I love Korean barbecue. Delicious, but I need to limit my stops as it's not cheap. Craig, drop by. I'll give you a double sawbuck. We'll go get some lunch. All right. Hannah Lopez is here. And Sydney Politics says, we'll play a game and it'll be a year favorite board game. It'll be your favorite board game, too. All right. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wava. Forget the pound. So you're tired. Just want to close your eyes. Follow your dream guy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Schwab. We are in the home stretch here. We've got a couple more minutes with our guest, Hannah Lopez from NBC 26 here in Green Bay. She covers Door County, and she is here with me in the studio. We are fellow. We both went to DePaul University. That's our connection. And but I don't have a cool. I have a cool job, but covering Door County, I think, would be so much fun. I know it's a little slower pace maybe than what you're used to in Chicago, but you did have, you were telling us a story right before the break about a haunted experience you had. Please continue.
I mean, I just was very confused because I walk into the Eagle Bluff Lighthouse, which a lot of people are like, oh my God, it's haunted. Like, that's one of the spots. And I'm like, okay, like, cool. I think I learned that after. But I go in and immediately they're doing a tour because I know they do tours there. And I don't remember what I was filming. I think it was the fact that they were like doing their rebuild or remodel or, you know, renovations. And I was like, weird. I was walking up the spiral staircase and I was like, I stopped halfway and I was like, I don't want to do that. I walked back down. I was like, this feels strange.
You were scared.
I was scared is an understatement. I'm never scared to like go up, do whatever. But I was just like, oh, this is so strange. And then you look and they have like the rooms and everything. And I was just like, this feels weird. I like genuinely got the like most Scooby-Doo style vibes ever. And I was like, I didn't want to make it quick because obviously like I have to get footage of, you know, these places. So I was like really trying to be like, I hope these people are still behind me. Like that are taking this tour. I was like, I don't want to be like the only ones in Eagle Bluff and nobody else is here and they're like outside and I don't know, like I magically collapsed or something. Like that would be the last thing I need happening to me right now. It was definitely a very odd experience because I was like, oh, that's something I've never, you know, I know a lot of people are like, oh, you know, the energy of things and I'm not one of those people, but I'm one of those people.
You freaked out.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
So how often do you have to come into Green Bay from Door County? Or can you do everything remotely? Or
most of the time I am remote, like for our meetings in the morning to see like what content we're covering. But sometimes there are days where I do have to come in for like all station meetings or trainings or, you know, going over the quarter. And it's fun. Sometimes I just like do surprise visits where I need my equipment fixed and I'm like, surprise, I'm here now. And they're
Eric
like,
O'Neill,
oh,
get on it.
Oh, Eric. Oh, my God. Whenever I run into Eric, it's a good time.
So, all right. What are your, like, let's see. What is the craziest story? You've got
craziest?
About 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
Have you had a really weird story you can share with us?
Weird? Probably not weird. I don't know. Craziest stories. I really don't know.
You think, because we got a stream coming here. Craig on the stream says, I'd love to meet Hannah at the Door County Film Festival this winter.
I covered it last
Did
winter,
you?
I think.
I'm going to be there this year. My son has a film in it, and Craig is a big film festival guy, so you'll have to come out and you know, see some movies or something. But let me ask you this: instead of that, we'll cover that next time. Yeah. And next time you're here, I want to give you a Door County quiz.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Conrad, she's so sarcastic. It's just these big city people come in here and they think they're so cool. What are you watching? Are you binge watching anything?
I was really hoping you asked me that question.
Awesome.
I am watching The Secret Life of Mormon Wives on Hulu.
Oh, wow.
Very big reality TV person.
Nice.
I have gotten, my boyfriend works all day and then he gets home and I'm bombarding him. I'm like, this happened, this happened, this happened.
On Mormon Wives, you're telling him about Mormon Wives? Oh, this poor guy.
He's a trooper. He was like rearranging our office and he would like pop his head out. He'd be like, okay, this is what happened. Give him a rundown real quick and then go back to the episode. I just think it's so fascinating to me. Like them all being influencers. Like I know they all had careers before that, but they're influencers now. And I'm like, this is crazy. Every episode either starts with or ends with, will Mom Talk survive this? Every single episode for the past, I think, going on three seasons. I'm like, this is crazy. I love it so much. It's like, I want to, I just.
Maybe you can be on a reality show someday.
I hope not.
No. So you were talking about the Kardashians before.
Yes.
You saw the thing I posted,
yes.
The Nightlight posted on the social media. Are you a Kardashian fan?
No.
No.
I think I saw Kim Kardashian say she went to like a psychic before she took the bar exam, or like something about her passing the bar exam and then she failed whatever exam. And she's like, psychics aren't real. And that she uses ChatGPT. And I'm just like,
oh my goodness.
I think that's crazy. I think Kim Kardashian on the Ryan Murphy show, if I'm not mistaken, that
all's
is Ryan
fair.
Murphy.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy to me that the cast is stacked, like Glenn Close, Sarah Paulson, you know.
Excellent actors, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Naomi Watts.
Naomi,
yeah.
Exactly. And then they're like, Kim Kardashian is what the ads start with. And I'm like, oh, okay.
It's so embarrassing. Have you watched it yet?
No, I have
see,
no
I haven't
intentions.
Either, and I should. I'm gonna watch it like
I
out of
seeing,
shock, maybe. Or...
Well, I keep seeing videos on TikTok where it's like people, you know, kind of mocking her, being like, oh my God, this is so crazy, and like no facial reactions or anything. And I'm like, I don't know if I should watch this. Like,
But there are people that watch it and go, she's great. Kim is crushing it.
You know
I'm
what?
Like, what? Have you ever seen television
I'm
before?
Not, this is a phrase that a lot of people like probably have not heard, but I'm not going to yuck your yum. Whatever you like it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be the one to be like, you shouldn't like it. I just don't like it.
All right, here's what I think we should do. I think we should have you be our correspondent for reality TV, because I don't really watch it. So if you ever hear a reality show story breaking that you think we could use here, please let us know.
I think the big thing right now that a lot of people are excited about is Ariana Grande and Cher hosting SNL.
Oh, all right. Unfortunately, we're going to have to save that for next time.
Yeah.
And then it won't be a story. But you'll come back. You'll talk to us about reality shows. Hannah Lopez, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you once again for having me.
Fellow Blue Demon, you got to come back soon.
Absolutely.
I'd like to thank all my guests tonight. Arthur Ersink, Paul Trabian, Sholly Pittman, /Schwabba, Conrad. You were kind of like a guest tonight, Conrad.
Yeah.
I mean, you did your job, but you were also a guest.
Pretty much every night, right?
Can always count on Conrad. And thank you for all of your texts and calls. Dave is looking for Sid. Sid, get back to Dave, will you? We are coming back tomorrow night to do it all over again. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin. That's where it's at. Go to the bed.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.